Joining the Red River Farm Network is USDA Risk Management Agency Acting Administrator Richard Flournoy. And Administrator Flournoy, today we're hearing that USDA has announced that the haying, grazing, and chopping of cover crops can now be completed at any time. Of course, this announcement follows your visit to North Dakota last week. Can you go over the details of the announcement to start with?
You know, what this announcement does today is it, as you stated, it allows producers when they're in a situation where, they have prevented planted acres, they're not able to get in there and plant their crop. They will be allowed to plant a cover crop and hay and graze or chop it at any time without seeing any reduction in their prevented planting payment. Historically, prior to this announcement, if a producer could plant a cover crop, but if he or she hayed or grazed or chopped it prior to that November 1 date, they got a pretty big reduction to prevent planting payment, 65% reduction in fact. So what this says in those situations is you can, hay, graze, or chop a cover crop at any time. There's no date restriction anymore without seeing a reduction in your prevented planting payment.
And just to clarify, this is nationwide, correct?
Yes, this is nationwide.
So the past couple years, North Dakota farmers and ranchers dealt with excessively wet conditions. Of course, they've done a 180, and now we're dealing with excessively dry conditions. And of course, you heard about all these challenges in your visit to North Dakota. So is this just another piece that fits into that puzzle?
Yeah, right. And so, the last several years, we've had significant prevented planting in the program. So we did offer some flexibility on the date the last 2 years. And so really it's kind of been under discussion and consideration the last several years, just kind of looking at, the requests we've received, kind of some of the dialogue, from producers about why something like this is important, and really taking a look at, why producers are doing this, the conservation benefits that go along with planting a cover crop, on that prevented planting acreage. And so really, it's just been a process that's, been some time in the making and really just kind of, culminated with more of the emphasis on, climate smart ag practices such as cover crops. And so that's kind of how we got where we are today.
What about for those farmers and ranchers who successfully planted a first crop, but ultimately because of drought or some other natural disaster, that first crop failed? Does this help them at all?
Right. So, the policy does handle this situation. And, I guess the most important thing is for them to get with their crop insurance agent and go ahead and get the process started, the claims process, which, at that point, if the crop can be appraised, it can be released for other uses. And then also if that can't happen immediately, there's a process where a producer can leave some representative samples. So, I think, that's the way it would be handled. I think it's just important to go ahead if you think you're in that situation, which I know a lot of folks are, to contact your agent and get the process going.
So now that you're back in the office and had a little time to reflect on your trip to North Dakota last week, what were some of the key highlights that you are taking back to the rest of your agency?
Yeah, I think the trip around the state was very informative and, provided a lot of good context. And I think really what, I've conveyed to the agency as well as our private industry partners, really just the importance of, being responsive, getting out there as soon as, claims are filed to really get on it, because it really is, folks are in need up there. And I think the crop insurance program can handle it. And, they're conveyed the importance of getting out there and starting the process. And, I think the industry is well aware. And so, they do have, I think, the resources to get adjusters out there. And even if there's a need to bring in more people from other areas of the country that, don't have as many, aren't facing as many issues this year, there's always that possibility. So I don't think loss adjusters will be an issue.
And I guess the final question I have for you, Administrator Flournoy, is you heard a lot from farmers and ranchers last week in North Dakota about the auditing process, and you provided some clarification. Can you please reiterate that for me?
Right. So, yeah, you know, one thing to keep in mind is in the past, you know, if your claim was over $200,000, you know, kind of an audit was conducted. And so, you know, there was concern that, of course, you know, with the conditions out there, you know, a lot of folks could hit that threshold. So one thing to keep in mind is that now, you know, you're not automatically going to be audited. You know, the agency has a new process where we really look at all the data, and what we do is called data mine to see exactly, you know, what policy should be reviewed. So it's very precise and who gets selected, and it's not, you know, just everyone having to do the audit. And so I think, you know, that'll dramatically reduce the number of audits that occur because we're being more precise with, you know, the policies that are reviewed based on data.